Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on strengthening India's defense industry with indigenous power. The participants are Major General Ashok Kumar, defense analyst, and Vaibhav J. Srivastav, anchor.
India has been making huge strides in the defense sector. Names like Akash Teer, Pinaka, D4 anti-drone system and many more are doing the rounds in the top defense circles around the globe. We are going from strength to strength in the defense manufacturing, high-end technology development and futuristic military innovations. The dependence on imports is reducing and more and more countries are now trying to get the weapons and technology developed in India. To discuss more on strengthening India's defense technology with indigenous power, we have with us a very special guest. We are joined by defense expert, Major General Ashok Kumar. Welcome to the studio, sir.
Thank you.
Make in India has been the star of policy making. The once fabled policy of the incumbent government has now started reaping benefits and it is flourishing. We are watching and seeing the results with our own eyes, and the enemy is facing its firepower. Let's hear the Honorable Raksha Mantri about Make in India.
दुनिया के अधिकांश बड़ी बड़ी कंपनियों में भारतीय ओरिजिन के लोग बड़ी संख्या में काम कर रहे हैं. जैसे जापान ने अपनी टेक्नोलॉजी और मैन्युफैक्चरिंग की एक अलग पहचान पूरी दुनिया में बनाई है, वैसे ही भारत की टेक्नोलॉजी और मैन्युफैक्चरिंग भी पूरी दुनिया में जब स्थापित होगी तो उसकी ब्रांडिंग हम इंडियन टेक्नोलॉजी द्वारा निर्मित कर सकेंगे. यानी मेक इन इंडिया के माध्यम से भारत में बनी हर चीज पर प्रीमियम होगा, जैसे कभी मेड इन जापान का होता था.
General Kumar, your views.
Absolutely. I am in agreement with Honorable Defense Minister. And this statement is not only a state-based revelation. It is a fact-based revelation. If you just take back your mind to our moon mission, wherein for the first time we landed our mission at the South Pole of moon at the apex level, a thing which was never done by any country in the world. And the cost of that mission was the cheapest. We also have demonstrated our capability through ISRO in space by satellite launched of various calibers and for various countries on our own. We have developed this capacity despite initial ban of foreign countries on cryogenic engine, which we produce thereafter in our own country. Our technology has got two specific features. One, it is one of the best in the world. And second, it is the cheapest as far as being cost competitiveness. And therefore, what Honorable Defense Minister says, it is going to be absolutely true that in coming days, it is the Indian technology or technological products which will be sought after the world, both because of its technological edge as well as because of cost competitiveness.
The Indian defense industry is not just making sure that India reaps its benefits or the Indian people, but the startups in this industry are doing wonders altogether. The industry is growing from strength to strength, and now we've also seen an upward trajectory in the exports. Let's hear the words of the Raksha Mantri on the exports of defense equipment.
प्रधानमंत्री जी की लीडरशिप में आज भारत सिर्फ डिफेंस टेक्नोलॉजी का कंज्यूमर नहीं रहा बल्कि प्रोड्यूसर और एक्सपोर्टर भी बन गया है और उस दिशा में तेजी से आगे बढ़ भी रहा है. और जब दुनिया हमें हाई एंड डिफेंस सिस्टम्स के लिए अप्रोच करती है तो यह सिर्फ मार्केट इंडिकेशन नहीं होता है बल्कि यह भारत की कैपेबिलिटी का सम्मान होता है.
General Kumar, on one hand, where we are moving towards the future in every possible sector, be it agriculture, be it AI, be it data, machine learning, or be it technology of any kind in space, etc., we are taking huge strides in the defense sector as well. And now, with that reputation, with the brand of Made in India, with the reputation that our scientists, our engineers, our policymakers have, now the exports have started contributing positively to the economy, to our purse, and the defense industry is not just the one which is soaking in the money or the finances of the government, it is giving it back. Your views on the same, sir?
Absolutely. But, you know, all this has not happened overnight. The whole credit goes to our current Prime Minister, because when he took over the reins of the government for the first time as 15th Prime Minister of India on 26th May 2014, he was the one who accorded the highest degree of focus on defense modernization. In fact, he held his first combined commanders conference in October 2014 in Delhi. This is a conference which is attended by all the senior leaders of Army, Navy and Air Force, wherein he focused on defense modernization and transformation of Indian Defense Forces. And this was immediately followed by multiple mega projects. To name some of them include Make in India, Skill India, Indigenization Drive, Atmanirbhar Bharat, and besides focusing on defense exports. And this drive has been reinforced on a regular basis. They have done the reappraisal of the existing challenges which was being faced by the country, forcing India to remain import-dependent nation as against being self-reliant. What was realized by the decision makers that in case you want to maintain the strategic autonomy of your own and you want to preserve your national interests, it is very, very important that your troops of Army, Navy and Air Force fight with their own indigenous weapons. So therefore, a special drive was initiated since then, which is carrying on with more vigorous focus till date. And this drive is being done with certain major initiatives, which includes inclusion of private sector and giving them equal playing field as against remaining dependent on the DPSUs and PSUs alone. Enhancing the R&D budget, including the provision of R&D budget to the private sector as well. Taking out 5 positive indigenization lists wherein the imports have been banned, and these things at a given timeline had to be produced in the country. Creation of Defense Innovation Organization, launch of IDEX and Aditi schemes, enhanced budgetary provision for Technology Development Fund. To top that, making 75% purchases mandatory from the domestic manufacturers by all the users. So all that has created an investor and manufacturer friendly ecosystem for the defense manufacturing. And this has resulted in substantial reduction of our defense imports by close to 20%. And there has been substantial increase in defense exports, as you rightly brought out. India, in fact, is attempting to export close to 35 to 40,000 crore by 2026. And whatever targets have been set earlier, they have been largely achieved. In coming days, an era is going to come when, as against becoming net importers of the defense equipment, we shall be the net defense exporters. So you rightly articulated, an era will come when defense will not be soaking the national funds by itself, but it will be meeting its entire requirement on its own, besides giving back to the country for its further growth and prosperity. You have already seen during Operation Sindoor, the unprecedented success can be attributed to the indigenous defense equipment or those which were produced as part of Make in India and by transfer of technology. And a large number of countries are today lined up, and they are not lined up for the smaller products like small arms ammunition, the boots, the uniforms and things like that. They are now importing Pinaka and BrahMos kind of missile systems, when earlier we were just taking out some minor warlike stores only. So with Op Sindoor getting over, more and more number of countries have seen as to how the Chinese equipment has failed and Indian equipment has performed very well. So large number of countries have already come to India to purchase these equipments. And as you showed in the bite of Honorable Defense Minister, he has said that this is not only the matter of mechanics or matter of financial outlay alone when we export. It is their trust in the rising India, and which is very, very important on our way to become a fully developed nation by 2047.
Rightly said, General Kumar, Indian defense industry is truly giving a huge sum of revenue back to the economy. And it is not just doing that. It is also giving great opportunities in the employment sector. A huge mindset shift has been seen in the startup owners or the ones who are doing different innovations in defense industry, and a paradigm shift in the policymakers' mindset as well. What will you say about that, sir?
Absolutely. In fact, the startups all over in the world, they are the biggest contributor of the technological inputs for the growth of a particular nation. The startup ecosystem in India has grown very, very well. And these people have only one challenge, and that is predominantly about the financial support. But the government, as I covered earlier, has already come up with the schemes like IDEX, Aditi, and the funds like TDF, wherein the requisite financial support is being given. And we are taking them to the prototype level without going through the processes which otherwise one manufacturer has to take because of the defense acquisition procedure. So we have shortened the process for them. We have made the provision of these startups for getting the requisite fund, which is their crying need. And we're doing the excessive hand-holding. Today, the defense forces are themselves going out to the corporate houses, to the MSME sector, to the startups especially, telling them problem statements. It is being publicly put on the web so that those challenges are there, the IDEX challenges and the challenges. So the problem statements have been given, and anyone from startup or otherwise can participate, give the solution, which is then examined in a professional manner. And those who are successful, they are taken forward with all kind of support. So the kind of hand-holding which is being given is substantial. However, there may be a need of some more, but that I'm sure is going to come once the new defense acquisition procedure 2025 comes, which is sure to come before this year end, because year 2025 has been declared as year of defense reforms by Honorable Defense Minister. And anywhere where there have been any shortages or any areas of further improvement, government is going all way out to take those corrective measures so that the entire strength of the country can synergize for the national good.
So the list of items that have been banned from imports and now are being produced in India is more than 5,500. When the Indian soldier carries India's indigenous power in hands at the border or inside the country, it not just shows our prowess in defense manufacturing, but it also shows that we are depending less on the Western or other countries for gaining that military power. How important it is for India to be independent in its decision making and not have any interference, especially now that we are not dependent or less dependent on any other country for our defense manufacturing.
I will say this is the most important, because unless you have your own indigenous equipment, which is used for fighting by Army, Navy and Air Force, you cannot maintain strategic autonomy. In times of war, naturally adversaries and their friends will stand against you, and that is taken for granted. But even your friendly countries, most of the times, are not there with you in case of conflict, or even if they provide their support, they provide it at a multiple time of higher cost. So if you have to have strategic autonomy and preservation of your national interests, it is must that you have to have indigenous equipment. And the very important spin-off of the indigenous equipment is that once you import a defense equipment, let's say a tank or a missile system for a particular country, then you are forced to adopt the doctrines and tactics related to their way of employing that particular equipment. But once you have your indigenous equipment, then you have your indigenous doctrines, tactics, and way of war fighting also available to you, which is natural to your troops and which multiplies the effect of the indigenous equipment. So it's very, very important that we have the entire array of indigenous equipment with all the forces.
So we truly hope that all these steps bear fruits and India becomes a true and a major military superpower in the years to come. Thank you so much for your insights on this very important topic and giving your valuable time to Akashvani.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on strengthening India's defense industry with indigenous power. The participants were Major General Ashok Kumar, defense analyst, and Vaibhav J. Srivastav, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Spotlight.